Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes a day, every single weekday, and our hope really is to offer encouragement as you launch into your day. So thanks for being with us. Today's episode is simply called Unplanned. Now, you know this as well as I do, that sometimes things just don't go as planned. In fact, if we're honest, most of our recent months have honestly felt more unplanned than they have felt planned. And people around me, I've been hearing this, have been calling this season we're in now the new normal. And I get it. I understand what they're saying. But no matter how much we talk about a new normal, it just doesn't feel normal. Are you with me? It just does not feel normal at all. And so I want to talk about that. What do you do when there's seasons that are unplanned like this, when they aren't normal? Because we're going to live through things like this multiple times in our lifetime. There are going to be dire culture-shifting circumstances that happen in our lifetime. Sometimes they're going to be big global issues, and oftentimes they're going to be localized ones as well, that there's going to be new life stages. There's going to be situations that change. And one of the reminders that I think God wants us to hold on to anytime there's a major shift like this is that God is near. One of the things that I've learned when it comes to sudden life changes is that they offer us a gift. Yes, there's some uncertainty about it. There's some inconvenience about it. But one of the gifts that comes in sudden changes is it gives us an opportunity to realign our value system and to align ourselves with God. And I think, honestly, that may be the missing ingredient for a lot of people during the season, and God's trying to get their attention. In fact, I think God is calling us, and he's reminding us that we're to keep him as our highest priority. Well, in the Old Testament, there's a little book called Haggai, and it records the season in the lives of the Jews when that several had been sent back to Israel, and their task was to rebuild the temple because it had been destroyed by the enemies, the Babylonians. So they got there, and after they got started, things were tough, things were hard, things were uncertain, the world was crazy around them, and so they decided to focus on building themselves these really nice houses instead of building God's house. And so Haggai shows up. He's a prophet, and he reminds them they have a higher calling. Their calling is bigger than their comfort. Their calling is bigger than finding a new normal. Their calling, regardless of the circumstances, was to make God the number one priority in their lives and in their community. And so what happens in this little book of Haggai is God reminds his people that he's with them, and that as they begin to work, they were to be strong. God reminded them that he was present with them in the past, but his promise was that his glory would be even greater in the new temple when they obey him. And he tells them in chapter 2 that he's going to give them peace. In other words, God's calling them to shift their focus. God's calling them to quit being pulled into the whirlwind of circumstance and to align their values with his. They had simply gotten distracted. Listen, let me read you a couple of the verses just to give you a flavor, and I'd encourage you to read this today. But in Haggai 1, verse 2, God speaks, and he says, "These people, they say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet and said, 'Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in nice houses while this house, the house of God, lies in ruins?'" And then later in chapter 1, starting in verse 12, there's this litany of things that begin to get said and done. And it says in verse 13, "Then Haggai the messenger spoke to the people with the Lord's message and said, 'I am with you, declares the Lord.'" In fact, even into chapter 2, God repeats this phrase over and over again. He says, "I am with you." This encouragement comes in verse 4 of chapter 2, where he says, "Be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you." And then at the end of verse 5, "My spirit remains in your midst." man, there's been so many uncertain things around us. Cancellations of all sorts. A lot of things that have shifted, things that look a lot different. But I'm telling you, it's important in those moments, one, that we recognize the losses, that we grieve them without feeling guilty for feeling sad, because it's just natural that we would. But at the same time, when there's these sudden shifts, when these sudden changes, when things are unplanned, that we would take a moment to say, maybe this is a chance for me to refocus. Maybe it's a chance for me to realign with what is most important, that we would realign ourselves with God's priorities, with God's power, with His values. Why? Because He, regardless of unplanned or planned, regardless of all the craziness, He is our highest priority. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. If we can join you in praying for anything, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Love you guys. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.